841, your morning team. This is WSW with Dave, Pat, Art, and Charlie, and you.
Excuse me, I'm just completing my 50th one-arm push-up. Hold on.
Does it not inspire you?
Oh, yes. Of course it does.
All right, Lewis.
Yes. Good. How many years has it taken you?
43 and a half.
We'll note again with our song to get out of here, but we got to say a few words about the 75th birthday of Sylvester Stallone today.
Wow.
Man.
Amazing. Just simply amazing.
And I probably could still get in the ring and beat us all up.
Probably.
Could be.
And let's see. So that would mean we'd be at Rocky 32 if they. But no, they continued the franchise with Creed.
Yeah.
With Creed and Creed 2. And I think, you know what? I think because of what he did with Rocky in 1976. Somehow they're going to continue. That this franchise will continue, whether or not it's through Creed or whoever else they've introduced, and the story would just probably continue from there.
I don't know if a fair comparison is to say what Star Wars has done.
Yeah.
But for Star Wars, it started in the 70s
mm-hmm.
and found a way to continue throughout all these decades. And Sylvester Stallone with Rocky, though some of those sequels got a little...
Well, yeah, like Rocky IV is nothing but one long montage, yeah, when he fights the Russian.
But kind of recreated it and got
Very good, Art.
Thank you very much.
Go Adrian, me
Rocky. You know what, though? What Rocky did, though, to the sports movie genre.
Oh, man.
Is it changed it forever. How many movies, whether it be like The Karate Kid, which was also directed by the same gentleman, or you could look at so many other sports movies that kind of use the Rocky blueprint as a way to make a movie. I mean, they revolutionized it in many ways. I will say this, though, for Sylvester Stallone. I mean, because Rocky alone is just, you could just have a career with that, which he did. But he also went on and did what I consider one of his best movies of all time is First Blood with he and Brian Dennehy. That is a great movie. Then that went into the Rambo 2 and 3 and whatever. But yeah, that was a great one. Another one I would put out there is a soccer movie he did. That was directed by John Huston, called Victory, with Michael Caine, Max von Sydow, and Pele. Phenomenal movie. It takes place in World War II.
I don't recall
I've
that
always
at all.
Liked it. It's one of the few soccer movies I really like, or soccer games I really like watching from beginning to end. It's really well done. It could have been worse, and they did a pretty good job. Thankfully, they let Pele do all the choreography to it. So that was a good one.
Leave it to the soccer experts.
Right.
Soccer
but,
choreography.
But Stallone did, I think, a pretty good job acting in that one. And another one that he did with Donald Sutherland in 1989, one of the greatest football scenes of all time, in my opinion, movie football scenes of all time, is a movie called Lock Up. And it's there's a prison yard football game. Let's just say... there are no rules.
I'm sure.
And it was really, really well done. So Stallone has done other great things than just Rocky. I just wanted to put that
True.
Out there.
It might have made his name, his career for him, and launched a lot of different other opportunities for him.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget Tango and Cash too.
75 years old.
I sure hope, Pat.
Yeah.
That Professor Heather likes movies.
Oh, of course. She knew what she was getting into.
Hey, when it's part of your educational experience in college.
That's right.
You know, it's got to continue on into your professional experience as well.
Think about two of my favorite things, movies and sports. So that Stallone did a lot of those. He even made a rock climbing movie. Interesting. With Cliffhanger.
And did you hear the stat I had this morning? I was just looking for it, but I think I can get it off the top of my head. He's the only actor in five straight decades that starred in movies that hit number one at the box office.
Wow, is that right? That
that's what
surprised
it said.
Me.
Well,
yeah,
that's what it really
not surprised
kidding.
Me.
That's, I'm sure that's what it was.
Yeah? No. Would not surprise me at all.
Check that out.
Wow. That's pretty good.
And oh,
it's very good, actually.
And I will always say, one of the more iconic scenes, you just played some of the Rocky music, is from Rocky One, when, of course, he is running up the stairs early in the early morning there and overlooks the city of Philadelphia. That is one of the iconic scenes in movie history.
Led to a statue.
All right.
It's 8:46 on WSW. Also preceded by one of the most disgusting scenes by downing raw eggs. But that's another story.
Hey, he needed his quick protein.
I'm just.
I know.
Right.
It was like
right.
four or five of them, it seemed.
Yeah, it's a good scene. Well, you would have just said, make an egg, just have an egg McMuffin, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. When I'm done running, I'll go over to McDonald's and get my protein.